We're in Siman Tafresh Samech Ches. The Mechaber says, "Vim hu Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, Korin Sheva u'maschilin Aser Taser." So then you read seven aliyahs, and you start from Aser Taser, even though, as we pointed out, now our minhag is to start from Aser Taser even on a weekday. V'hamafter kor b'sheini b'yom ha'shmini atzeres, u'mafter b'malachim ahik chalos shlomo, that's the mafter on the Haftorah. U'machzir asfarim, you bring back the Sefer Torah, v'omer kaddish, u'machriz mashav ruach margeshem, you say it's time to start saying mashav ruach margeshem on shmini atzeres. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you accidentally did five aliyahs instead of seven aliyahs, when it's Shabbos, so then you shouldn't say kaddish, and then go back and add two more aliyahs, or at least one, besides for the maftir. If you said kaddish, so as long as you haven't taken the Sefer Torah away, so then you should read again, and lean again, more, and say kaddish another time. But if you've already taken the Sefer Torah away, so then you should call up an ola for the Sefer HaSheni and finish aser ta'aser, and then do the maftir for the Chovas Hayom. The Mishnah Berurah also says that we do yizkor, and also say avarachmim on shmini atzeres. The reason why we do yizkor on this day, earlier we said in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalas of Kalyan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah said, because anytime we read Kol HaBechor, meaning in Chutz La'aretz, we do yizkor because in this laning we say ish kamat nasi ado, and we mention this, which means the tzedakah that people give at the time of yizkor, le'ilui neshama. Siman Tov Resh Samach Tes, Seder Yom Simchas Torah, Sif Alf, Makom Sh'osim Shnei Yom Tovim, in Chutz La'aretz where there are 2 days of Yontif, so Leil Chi, Mekadosh of Omer, Zman, and the ninth night after Shmini Atzeres, so you make Kiddush, and you say Shechianu, because as we said, it's its own Yom Tov. Ulamachar Motziin Shlosh Asvarim, the next day, which is now Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz, you take out 3 Sifrei Torah, Vekorin Be'echa V'zos HaBracha, Tzof HaTorah, Shein Brishas Ad HaShabara, Elohim la'asos, b'shlishi kor mafter k'mo esmol, mafter b'yachrimos Moshe, what the Mechaber said we do in Chutz, in Eretz Yisrael, on Shmini Atzeres slash Simchas Torah, so you do that laning on the next day for Chutz La'aretz. The Rama adds, the Koran Yom Tov ha'achron, Simchas Torah l'fisha smechen v'osim b'sudas mishta l'gamar shal Torah, we call this day Simchas Torah because we make a big suda for the fact that we finished the Torah. V'nogin shemasayim ha'torah v'maschal b'rishis nojrim nadarim nadavos v'koran la'achirim la'asos mishta. The meaning is that whoever gets these aliyahs that end the Torah and that start b'rishis, they give a lot of tzedakah, and they call other people to do a suda with them, which nowadays probably has become the kiddush of the chasanim to commemorate this minhag of the Rama. The Mishnah Berurah starts off the siman by saying that some people have this minhag that after mincha on Shmini Atzeres, they sit down and they drink until Maariv of Simchas Torah. And he says that this is very bad. Sometimes it extends an hour, and it even extends into the night, and this is a problem because, first of all, you're not able to daven because you drink, and you shouldn't be drunk when you daven, and even if you drink other things that don't get you drunk, still, once it hits nightfall, you have chavas kiddush, and you're not allowed to taste anything before making kiddush, and even after kiddush, you have to, can't eat because of kriyashma. So you can only taste something. So all of this is a problematic, so it shouldn't be done. He says, maybe it's okay, because since there's so many people there, they're going to remind each other not to forget Shema. But really, he definitely shouldn't drink alcoholic drinks leading into the night, because you won't be able to daven. It's unclear where this minhag came from, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah mentions. Mishnah Berurah then says, the minhag is to sell the aliyahs of Chasan Brishas and Chasan Torah, and to try and give as much money as possible in order to be mechabed the Torah. The poskim, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes the poskim who say that in Leil Simchas Torah you should do shnayim mikra ve'echad targum for v'zos ha'bracha because that it is its time. However, it's pointed out that in Resh Behei Sivkal Yeches, the Mishnah Berurah said that in Hoshana Rabbah you should do shnayim mikra for v'zos ha'bracha, and if you did on Shmini Atzeres, it's also okay. And different opinions of when the ideal time to do it is, if it should be done on Hoshana Rabbah or Simchas Torah, etc. This discussion in the postgame when the ideal time for v'zos ha'bracha shnai mikra is. If you did not do shnai mikra on Leil Simchas Torah of Nisan Karel, it says that you can do v'zos ha'bracha all day of Simchas Torah, even if they already started doing bereshis. And he says that once they've started to do bereshis, then you can already do shnai mikra for parshas bereshis as well. That's what Chaim Kanievsky says as well. But others say that once they started bereshis, you can't do v'zos ha'bracha anymore. And Rav Yashiv, Rinson Karelitz, Rav Vosner all say that you can even start V'zos HaBracha from the Shabbos before Sukkis, because that's already its time, since there's no Kriya on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to dance on Simchas Torah, even though we generally don't dance on Yontif, because since the Isser is only Mishum Shvus, Mishum Kavod HaTorah, they were Matir. And if a Ben Chutzlaretz is in Eretz Yisrael and Simchas Torah, he's also allowed to dance according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, because he's dancing with Kavod HaTorah, so therefore it's okay.